بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. There is a saying that states, "Be adab, be nasib, ba adab, ba nasib." That person who does not have respect, he has lost a fortune. And that person who has respect, then he has gained a fortune. That is why you'll find that ulama, generally they highlight adab and etiquettes. So you'll get the etiquettes of the masjid, then you get the etiquettes of salah, the etiquettes of the Quran Sharif. Now this etiquette is such an important aspect. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullah ali was a very great muhaddis and a very great saint and alim of his time. He mentioned, "Kad al adab ay yakuna thuluthay ad-din," that this adab forms almost two thirds of deen. It's so important. So important the etiquette is this is like almost two thirds of your deen. The one third is in everything else, and two thirds comes in this. But unfortunately nowadays, we don't pay attention to these aspects. And as a result, then we don't derive the maximum benefit. The amount of benefit a person is supposed to derive, he won't get that benefit because he is not particular of the etiquettes. So when it comes to the tilawat of the Quran Sharif and the Quran Sharif itself, then there are many etiquettes. Respect is required. As we mentioned yesterday about placing the Quran Sharif on the floor. Bishr Hafi rahmatullah ali was a very great saint of his time. Actually, his name is Bishr ibn al-Harith. One day someone asked him, "How did you attain this position that when people take your name, it's as though they're taking the name of a Nabi? That is how they respect, that's how much of respect people got for you." So he says, "See, that is the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But let me tell you what was the beginning of my path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and changing my life. I was an ordinary person, sinful person. One day I was walking on the road and I seen a piece of paper lying on the floor. When I lifted up that paper, I'd seen Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim written on that. Now, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim is an ayat of the Quran Sharif. Innahu min Sulaiman wa innahu Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In fact, some imams feel that Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim is also a part of every surah. That is why the Shafis, they recite it loudly. So he says that was something he couldn't tolerate, that the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is thrown on the floor. So immediately he picked it up, he held it with respect, he put it in his pocket. Then he only had 2 dirhams in his pocket at the time. So he goes to an ithar shop, and for the 2 dirhams, he buys very, very expensive ithar, whatever he can get, small amount, and he applies it on that. This is the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can this thing be thrown on the floor? This is deserving of the greatest respect. I'm supposed to take ithar and apply it on this. And he keeps that with a lot of respect. That night he says that I went to sleep and I seen in a dream that someone is telling me, "Ya Bishr, tayyabta ismi." "Oh Bishr, today you have applied fragrance to my name and you've showed respect to my name. لَأُتَيِّبَنَّ إِسْمَكَ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ." I will make your name fragrant in this world and the year after. People will take your name, a fragrance will come out from your name. So this is where respect can take a person, just one act of respect. It's something that can take a person so far and so high. But in the same manner, sometimes one act of disrespect can also completely drop you from where you are. A person may be progressing, and you find it happening. People are progressing in deen. You see that they're very, very punctual. And all of a sudden, you see the man just fell. But sometimes disrespect the tongue, sometimes just uttered any statement, spoke out against some great personality, not knowing the full story, not having the details, not having the full information, just blurted out some statement, showed disrespect to the Quran Sharif, disrespect to the masjid, disrespect to the month of Ramadan, to the day of Jummah, to the azan, and the man just lost everything. Just a little bit of disrespect. So we have to be very, very particular. We were speaking about the tilawat of the Quran Sharif and the importance of showing respect to the Quran Sharif. When a person wants to make tilawat, he must make wudu. Ulama mentioned he must wear good clothing, because who are you talking to? You're talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tomorrow you got a meeting with some very, very influential person, someone in the governmental department or some king. How are you going to go? You're going to dress yourself well. So he'll dress himself properly, go into a clean place. One of the best places for tilawat is the masjid itself. But a place that's clean, a place that is serene, that is silent, where you can get full focus. Those people who've been to Turkey and they visited the palace of Sultan Muhammad Fatih, they mentioned that in his palace he had one room dedicated for the tilawat of the Quran Sharif. Like how we have a namaz room. So he had a particular room in his palace just for the tilawat of the Quran Sharif. Now these people, the kings and the monarchs of the past, they also knew that tilawat is going to bring barakat in the home. What's going to bring peace in that home? What's going to bring barakat? Everyone wants barakat in the home. They want peace. They want happiness. I mean, the home is a place where you want to relax. You don't want to go there and have stress and have problems. So they understood also the Quran Sharif will bring that. So that is why you'll find that they dedicated a good portion of their lives just towards tilawat. Harun Rashid's wife was known as Zubaydah, very pious, upright woman. She had 1,000 slave girls in her palace who were only appointed to recite Quran Sharif. So 24/7 in that palace, you will hear the recitation of Quran Sharif. Those 1,000 slave girls, they've been trained, they've been taught. Their work is just to recite Quran Sharif. So they understood now, the more Quran is being recited in the home, the more Allah's rahmat is coming in that home. The more Allah's help is coming in that home. Everything will work out well if Allah's rahmat is coming there. But take Allah's rahmat away, take Allah's mercy away, then the shayateen are coming, then all the negativity is coming in. So a person, when he wants to recite Quran Sharif, then he needs to be very particular about all these different aspects. You must clean your mouth, make miswak. Miswak is a very great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. By making miswak, already you will add 70 times more reward to your ibadah. Just make miswak and come and read namaz. 70 times more reward than the person who never made miswak. Now imagine a man who made miswak his whole life and another person never made miswak. What a big difference there is between them on the day of Qiyamah. This man is 70 times more virtuous than that man. You know, nowhere near, you can't come near that man because he is making miswak. So remember, don't forget, but specifically the ulama mentioned, among the etiquettes of the Quran is before reading Quran Sharif, make miswak, clean your mouth. And because you're talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is these different adab. And then one is the adab that is related to within you, to your heart, where you feel that feeling of respect. You know I'm reading Quran. You know I'm speaking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person is reading Quran Sharif, he should not be interrupting his recitation with just speaking to people. Now sometimes a person is reading Quran, he's talking to someone, he's laughing, he's joking, then he's reading. He shouldn't be doing that. You should be focused when you're reading Quran Sharif. Focused, you're talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine now, you're talking to a great person, and then you just turn away, you talk to someone else. The man will be annoyed. What's wrong with this man? He's got no etiquettes. You're talking to me now, but you're talking to someone else. Even if you needed to take, you'll take permission. Sorry, Maaf, can I please just, you know, I need to take a call or I need to do this. You take permission and then you'll do it. Now you're talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you genuinely need to talk to someone, then close your Quran Sharif. Don't leave the Quran open. Close the Quran and then talk to the person. And remember, always try to read as far as possible from the Quran itself. Preferably, read from the Quran Sharif itself. Why? Because the Quran got its own benefits. Touching the Quran, holding the Quran, looking into the Quran, kissing the Quran. Hazrat Ikrimah radiallahu ta'ala, when he would take the Quran in his hand, he would kiss the Quran Sharif. He would apply it to his face, to his head, and he would say, "Hada kalamu Rabbi." This is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now you can't achieve all those things through any other device. Yes, a person is traveling, he doesn't have the Quran, maybe it's a different situation, but as far as possible, preferably try to use the Quran Sharif itself, because that for those 10 minutes, 15 minutes, you got the Quran, remember you're getting barakat from that, you're getting reward, and you're getting sawab. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a true understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana.